So it'll be $1,000 plus the $1,500 total, so it'll be $2,500. Okay, miscellaneous town maintenance, ground maintenance, we should be okay. The bounty funds, you say that can go out, Ellen, that comes out of the reserve?
Right.
Banks, fees and service charges, town report, printing and mailing, is $1,400 going to do that, Nancy?
Yes, we got this.
You spent $205 all last year.
It's just over $1,000, I think, last year.
Well, the printing is $900, I don't know what the mailing comes to.
I don't know what that costs.
You spent in 2019, under that line item, you spent $2,050.
Was that high because of the addendum?
Yes.
So $1,400, you think will cover it?
I would think so.
Legal notices, $2,000. Conferences and mileage. Signs and posts, 9/11 signs, and miscellaneous expense. So are we happy with all those figures?
Mm-hmm.
The fire department is going to have their figures to us by tomorrow, I understand. We've got a meeting tonight. I emailed Kevin again today and said the time was coming near. And so we'll see what that turns out to be. We cannot put that in there today. Ambulance service assessment and all those are figures from last year. And we have not received those assessments yet as well either, but I think they'll be close.
I do have a question about the fire, back to the fire department. So we have an equipment reserve, and there's some money in that. And what I don't know is whether some of these expenses, like 217, 218, turnout gear, I don't know what the traffic control devices, whether that's like a repair kind of thing, or is it new items?
SCBA and the gas meter, I think, are I know the SCBAs have to be certified or
tested.
Yeah, they have to be tested. So it's testing and stuff. Yeah. Same with the gas meters. They have to be calibrated and things. So I think that's probably what that is under there.
But anyway, I don't know whether they will give a detailed thing or bottom line amount. Those figures that come into those actuals are because Ellen is paying the bills and she can allot them after the fact. And they're having a meeting tonight, so we don't have those figures. These contract services, are you happy with leaving the amounts from last year?
Yep.
And do you want to still spend that much money on the state police or the sheriff?
Yeah, apparently we didn't in last fiscal year. I wonder why we didn't. Do what happened there?
Well, we cut back. I don't know why that shows up that way, to be quite honest.
Okay.
Because I thought we had fulfilled that contract. I don't know. In 2018, we spent less money because we voted to spend less money. We cut back, you recall, before we got to the state police, we cut back on the sheriff. And we can cut back on the state police if we want to. We're getting no ticket fees. And they still go around that corner by my mother's and never stop. And about once a week, somebody almost hits somebody.
Well, we probably ought to get them more active. I don't see them in town very much.
I see them at the Tego Club.
Yeah?
Is that because they eat donuts too?
Just kidding. They don't sit down there.
They don't sit down there enough? Well, I think we
25 miles an hour isn't that good to stop at the stop sign to the grid.
I like to leave it the same and see. It's just one of those things that we've been inattentive about. I mean, we kind of made the contract and we haven't really.
All right, so all those contracted services are going to stay the same?
Yeah, because we did have a complaint about them speeding on the flat down here, too, that we didn't really address. A resident came and complained about it.
Somebody went off the road, well, actually went off a driveway last night. And they responded very quickly. They were there in about 15 minutes.
The
state police.
Oh, yeah, no.
So they did respond on that thing. Fast Squad, this is your game, Frank?
Yeah, and those numbers are perfectly fine.
Everything's okay there?
Yep, absolutely.
And now we're down to the repeater. These are just annual expenses. If you do that project, that's going to come out of the communications reserve.
Yeah, what line are we on?
238, 240, 241.
Yeah, I mean, we never really spend anything out of 240.
Well, it seems to me somebody mentioned that the batteries were going to need to be.
Yeah, and I'm going to. We'll take care of them when we do the repeater. We'll be up there and stuff. And we need to buy 3 batteries, so that should just about cover the three batteries. So so that's in there. That's pretty good. But I'm not sure what training conference miles. It's historically we haven't spent anything, and I think it was. I'm not even sure what its origin was.
I bet that's a leftover from the fire department.
Yeah.
So do you want to take that training conference and mileage out of there?
Yeah, because, I mean, we have it in there and we don't.
Well, let's just put that at zero. So then you would only have repeater expenses and electricity.
Yep.
Okay. Veterans Memorial?
It's hard to say whether we should put a number in there at all. I think. I'd like to see a little bit, but it's more of a Kickstarter because I really foresee this being mostly funded by donations. I'm hoping to get people energized about this so that whatever money, whatever money the town puts in, I see really is just sort of a starter.
Well, this is here now. Shall we just use it at nothing?
Are there any expenses?
Let me bring it up. It's been a while. But I got some estimates, and the estimate, so there are a couple of stages to this thing. They're basically, the way it works is we hire a firm and they kind of come up with designs, like different designs that could be possible. And just hiring somebody to do that design work can cost several thousand dollars. And then they put together a bunch of different proposals, and then the idea would be to bring those ideas to the voters, let the voters have a say on which one they like best, and then figure out what the cost for the whole thing will be. And that probably wouldn't happen I don't see that happening in FY21, but at least we could get the design part down. And then for the fiscal year after that, depending on what project or what design people were in favor of, we'd have an idea of what the town might chip in versus what we would want to try and raise with private donations. So that's a long, long way of saying, I think we would, just rough, and I'm trying to find the email with the design estimates, and I'm not finding it right now. But basically,
did you ever get in touch with Chickie Chase?
Yeah, he
expressed an interest.
Yeah, I talked to him on the phone, and he's very interested. But nothing's happening. And Alan Graham and I have talked about this for quite a bit. Long story short is and again, I can't put my finger on the email, but basically, you know, my recollection is that it was even somewhere in the at least a couple of thousand dollars range of even doing, getting a design together, getting design ideas together. And even with the design, I would hope that we might raise some private money to even do the design work. So I guess what I would say is it'd be nice to put like another thousand in there just to help. You know, if the design work comes in at 5,000, that would be 2,000 that we could put toward the design work and raise the rest through private funds.
Have you even figured out where you're going to put it?
Yeah, I mean, the idea would be to put it across the street next to the town hall in that field there, kind of in that area.
Next to the placard that's there.
Yeah. That's kind of the general area. But of course, you know, whoever we try and get on board for the design would have the best idea.
So 1,000.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Why don't we stick with another 1,000 and then that will help.
Are you going to expend any of the 1,000 this year, do you think?
I'd like to, yeah, I'd like to. I think Alan and I, we didn't take any action on it, but what we talked about doing was basically going together with the Pomfret Historical Society and kind of doing a joint fundraising campaign, because they're a 501c3. So they're the ones who actually, I mean, we could do it either way. We could do it where the donations come into the town and we put it into a donation line. Or we actually, since the historical societies are set up, the money could get channeled to them. And so we just haven't figured out the logistics
okay.
of it. But
okay.
That's kind of where we're at.
Okay, sounds good.
Next one, reserve for reappraisal. Is this the last step? $5,000 we'll have to put in that? And
no, it's not. Because when you,
we're gonna
as
have
soon
to
as you do
yeah,
a reappraisal,
okay,
you're going to have to put some money back in there. So
we have town buildings reserve fund, transfer surplus to building reserve, and communication equipment reserve. If we put these in the budget, we don't have to put them in as a separately warned article unless we're going to create a reserve fund. So, do we want to put any money in these reserve funds?
Well, I know these signify money we're going to try and raise in taxes, but in the separate reserve sheet that you've tried to put together for us, Neil, I think somehow we want to show that $10,000 that is coming from Captain Dolan as getting into the reserve fund. We wouldn't put it in the budget here because that would mean we're trying to raise $10,000 in rent, which we don't want to do.
It would be, it's going to be just like the donations that Ellen was talking about previously, is why we don't show any donations coming in. They just go directly
to the
reserve account.
Right, but to tie it out, right, we would want to show the $20,000 coming in on the donation line, and $10,000 of it's going to offset expenses. The other $10,000 is going to show up in the reserve, right?
Whatever way you want.
Yeah, I think that's what we're talking about.
So we'd want to make a new line for
No, we wouldn't need a line. Basically, what
reserve is it going into?
In the town building reserve.
Town building reserve? You put $10,000 in it, that's it?
Yeah, but not here, not in the budget, because if we put it in the budget, we would be raising revenue for it, so we wouldn't put it here.
No, because your donation is basically
it's an auditor thing. They'll figure out which number goes.
Oh, okay, all right, so $20,000 on the, all right, so you got it. All right, never mind.
You also have, go ahead, Neil. I'm sorry.
So that is right. We're going to put $10,000 there.
You also have here, we have a fund balance. And so we could use that fund balance to augment some of these reserve funds if we so chose, or we can use that fund balance to offset taxes, which means we will set up the budget to deficit spend.
Where's our fund balance?
Your fund balance is
32,600.
The fund balance fiscal year 2019 is 209,000. But we took some of that is applied to the budget of 2020.
So we have an FY19 surplus of in the general fund.
And the town fund balance.
What line are you referencing?
This is 288.
Okay.
And we used 32,000 to, but that came from before. That came from the fiscal 19. Fiscal.
Oh, change.
18 is the 32,624 that we applied to the budget that we're in now came from 2018. Yeah. In 2019, we have ending town fund balance of $209,000. It had a fund balance change of $102,000.
We're probably going to practically drain it.
Wait, when we closed the books on 19, we had in the general fund, we had an ending fund balance of 209,005.
Is that right, Ellen?
I believe that's right.
I have it right here.
Okay.
And you have to bear in mind, that was not a budgeted item because a lot of that was delinquent taxes.
Right. No, I understand that.
Which we did not put in the budget because...
Right.
We, you know, so it's not like we over-budgeted by $209,000.
Yeah, that's not where my head...
But that being said, we have that fund balance. And so we can backfill some of these, like the town building reserve, or whatever you want to do, you can backfill those things. And basically what we're going to be doing is applying the fund balance and deficit spending and still not ask more for taxes.
Yeah, right. So what I was about to say is, and this is where the difference between the highway fund and the general fund comes into play, is basically for that 209 005, we actually do, for all of it, have to propose to the voters ideas on what to use that money for. So, you know, it could be a variety of things. This is what we've done in the past.
Yeah.
It could be, we could use all of it to pay down taxes. We could use some of it to pay down taxes and use the rest of it for reserve funds. But we've got to formulate some recommendations that we're going to put into articles for that amount of money. So we'll have to give that some thought.
Maybe I'll just get a report. I'll ask the question, but I can look at the report. Was most of this surplus due to recovered taxes, not underspending the budget? You know?
I think it's a combination of both.
Okay. Well, to me, when we get some back taxes, it's kind of like found money. I mean, you know, we have the ones that pay their taxes have already covered this, and so it's found money. So, to me, giving back to the voters didn't really amount to much. The time we put, gave back the 50,000 or whatever it was, maybe it was 36. What or was it? 32 that we gave back.
Well, the point is that this is money that the other taxpayers, especially on those delinquent taxes, they've been picking up the tab.
Oh, absolutely. No,
and
I agree.
So it would be nice to use it to, whether it's to put in a reserve fund or just reduce the taxes, whatever you want to do. But in any way you look at it, if you fund those reserve funds this way, you are giving them a bonus, so to speak, because they aren't reserve needing to expend that money, and they're all getting the benefit of it.
Yeah, so, and my concern is we need to do a lot of things to the buildings. I mean, you know, I've already had a complaint about, you know, people trying to get in to this building that are handicapped.
And
you probably appreciate that now with your knee. And so there are things like that.
Are you saying I'm handicapped?
No, I'm not saying it. Just disabled.
Just mentally, right?
But the point is that, you know, we could spend $50,000 here fixing, you know, that, because that entranceway just isn't right for people getting in. And stuff, and so and we've talked around, and we've done the scoping study about doing stuff with the town hall and stuff, and so I mean, I would certainly be in favor of beefing them up. We want to do a lot of work on the town garage. It's gotten way behind too, I mean, and stuff, so I don't know what is there. But anyway, I certainly could come up with ideas on how to utilize the money.
Well, we did talk about although this reserve is in the general fund, we did talk about using $25,000 out of the building reserve fund to get the garage fixed with the clapboards and painted, whether $25,000 will cover it or not. But if you have a fund balance like this, it doesn't make you feel quite so bad about putting some in there, even though you're going to take some out, because we really have got to do something about just maintaining what we have, and you know, putting paint on it and clapboards that are going to rot through or have rotted through is just common maintenance. And so
I think, I mean, a couple of points. One is our past conversations, and I still feel the same as the last time we had this conversation, is that when we find ourselves in a position with these, especially these large fund balances, I think as much as possible, where you know, kind of look at the budget holistically, and try and keep sort of a steady tax rate. So, in other words, my recollection of the conversations we had in the past were, well, let's not reduce taxes sharply, because then that creates a false sense that, gee, taxes went down, maybe they'll keep going down, or they'll stay low, or whatever. But it's sort of making sure that we keep a stable tax rate. And I think that should be one of our goals, is to, however, when we get to the point where we're calculating what the tax rate will be for this budget, we should look at this fund balance with an eye for making sure that we're staying very consistent with our tax rate. And to me, that would be the first priority. And I think the second priority would be to look at, you know, and this is where the capital planning committee comes into play, is looking at what capital projects we want to undertake. You know, one of the things that the capital planning committee is not entertained, because it wasn't on the radar at the time, is, you know, we don't know what's going to happen with that. This is just an example, but we don't know what's going to happen with that LeBounty Road intersection. But that's going to be costly. We also don't know, we know that something's going to happen down at Tego, whether that's going to get paid for out of grant money or V-Trans or whatever, but we've got some big things that may be on the horizon. And we also have some near-term things coming out of the scoping study. So I would, and this is just sort of off the cuff, but I would say that we would want to first stabilize our tax rate and make sure we're doing that. And then next, kind of look at what our project list is and figure out what the right number is to put toward town buildings. And then whatever is left over, we might look and think, you know, is LaBounty the next priority after that, or Tego or whatever, and start bulking up. Because that LaBounty is going to be kind of a pricey thing, right, Frank?
Yeah, because we're going to have to put a structure.
V-Trans likes that project.
Yeah. And that's...
They might get excited about that.
Yeah.
Certainly Mike Blakesley was pretty
excited. And they don't get excited about much of anything else.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, I'm just kind of brainstorming priorities.
So I think that makes sense. So once we get... Now, we're through the budget, right?
Well, we've got to come up... If we've got this fund balance and you're going to reduce the taxes by that fund balance, that's a significant fund balance.
Right. So that's what I was getting at. I think what Scott was getting at is if we know what the total thing is, and then we can sort of decide. Because I had a long discussion with Chad about this very thing, and he said to be very careful not to sawtooth your budget.
I couldn't agree with you more, but it would be nice to know what the board thinks about whether we want to... In other words, in order to get a ballpark figure as to what all this is going to cost us in the bottom line on that percentage increase, decrease, or say the same taxes, we have to have some idea as to what we would like to see, how much of this surplus we would like to see going into these various reserve accounts.
Right.
If that's what we want.
Yep.
I'm not saying take the whole $200,000 and reapportion it to these three accounts, or even town highway account, if that's what you want to do. But if we could come up with some figures for if we want to replenish the equipment reserve or the town building reserve, we feel we're going to have a big project coming along, or we may, what we would like to see going into those accounts, then when you get back to the top of the line, you're going to know what your desires are as to how much of that surplus you would like to see put in there just to accommodate the projects that are coming along, so that then you would know how much of this reserve have I got to play with that I can put elsewhere. Do you follow what I'm saying?
In other words,
if we think $200,000 in a surplus, would we want to put $25,000 into the building reserve? Would we want to put $10,000 into the building reserve? Would we want to put more than that? Would we want to put more? Is something in here to replenish the communications reserve? If indeed we're going to take $10,000 or $12,000 out of there to do this project to make the radio better.
Yep.
So, and then if you do that and you get up with some kind of an assumption here, then you'll know how much more of this you have to use where to make those taxes come out even.
Right. And what I'm saying is that if I have I'll just do it the other way. In other words, I'll look and see what can we do to smooth or you know, I don't know. I don't know if we're asking lots more or lots less, or we're, you know, I mean, because one of the things Chad said was is it's better to have your budget go up by a couple of percent per year than to up and down. So I guess what I'm getting at is I agree with you wholeheartedly. It's just that I'm going to start at the beginning and look at how much of that do we need to smooth or fix the budget, and then look at the composite, what's left over, and go at it that way.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So it's just a matter of getting the total.
I'll have all these numbers done in a couple of hours, or bang them back to you, and then you'll know what your taxes are.
I think we've made a lot of progress tonight, to tell you the truth.
Hey, Neil, in your reserve fund sheets that you gave us, these fund balances as of June 30th, are they as of June 30th of the current, what we'll end with on FY 20, or the last what we ended with in FY19.
It's got FY19 is what you ended up with on June 30th of 19. The FY20 takes that number and puts your budget against it.
Yeah, let me look. Maybe I'm missing the headings here, and that's why I'm confused.
I got a better printout of the thing.
Oh,
it didn't print very good off of the PDF. I'll give you the middle one right here. And actually, it's on the spreadsheet that I sent you. It's got a tab for the reserve account. Very good.
Yeah, because that was my question here was on this one, this town building reserve, what is, I'm not really sure.
Just don't.
Don't look at this.
Don't look at that. Let's look at a better one.
I'm just trying to get a sense of what the town building reserve fund balance will be as of.
Right. That didn't, it's my fault for not sending the right ones to Cynthia to give you guys the printout. I have one here that's printed out better. That will keep the columns in the right place.
So those FY2020 numbers are what those reserve funds will have in them at the end of this fiscal year.
Do you know
correct?
I think you'll find that one a little better. Throw away the other one.
Okay.
We throw away paper like crazy around this place.
Do you have an extra?
So.
Okay. Thanks, Ian.
To FY2020, like everything. Is it projected? Because it's.
On the column FY2020.
Yes, I looked at that too.
Those are the balances of the reserve funds without any expenditures coming out of them at the end of the fiscal year that we are in. Is that correct?
The FY19 numbers that you see there are June 30th, 2019, those are correct. The FY20 numbers that have for revenues or expenditures is what I took from your FY20 budget that you passed last year.
And those will be correct when those budget items get funded. So that will be what those reserve funds will have in them on June 30th. Whatever
of this coming year. And the only expenses that I put in there for FY21 was I did in the paving put in $600,000 for the Howe Hill project. Because that's a number I heard you batting around. And so if you put $400,000 in this year, in this year's budget, which is now $300,000, right? And you're going to end up with $12,000 if you spend $600,000. I mean, you can play with that to your heart's content. But the FY19 and FY18 numbers are correct. Those have been checked by both the auditors and the treasurer. They came right out of the town report.
So the FY2020 ones will be good on the 1st of July, so to speak.
The FY20 ones will be good on the 1st of July.
20, is that what it is?
The FY2021s that he has down are based on the budget we're building now.
Right. Right. So now we go to the town building.
So I thought the only thing is that fund balance should be higher at the end of 2020 for paving. Unless you're going to remove an additional $200,000 from the prior year into the reserve.
Say that again.
At the end of the year. So the $200,000 that was in last year's budget as of, you know, ending last June 30th.
The fund balance.
The amount to go into reserves was $200,000. And we're paying what we don't know is whether the amount of money that we paid this year for paving to create the deficit from the $200,000 the year before is going to be transferred into the reserves at the end of the year. That's one thing we don't know. Because if it really belongs there.
It can't be transferred.
It can't be transferred without
vote.
Okay.
But
then the bill shouldn't be in, invoice shouldn't be in here.
Yeah, I mean, probably the smartest way to deal with it, I think, is to pay that bill out of the operating budget, and then leave the money that's in the reserve.
So that money would have to.
Well, that's what Ellen has already done.
Oh, okay.
But this.
She has paid that paving bill
out of
the operating
reserve.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. And so she has done that.
Okay.
So she basically has used $201,000 of that fund balance.
So the expenditure of $202,000 is that bill?
Wait,
if you look under 2020, there's expenditures of $202,117.
This is different.
No, you've got the wrong one. Throw that one away.
Right.
Originally, when chatting with Ellen over the past months or years or whatever, he's suggested that all of the paving should come out of reserve instead of part of it out of reserve and part of it out of the operating account. So when you guys approved that bill for $200,000 for paving, I took it out of this reserve.
I thought that
Then I find that Ellen says, no, in chatting with Chad, now we're going to take it out of the operating budget. So I took it out of there, and it doesn't show there. It does on that old original.
Okay. So
are you happy now?
Yes,
throw that one away,
yes,
please.
Yes, I was looking at that one.
Are we ready to wrap up?
Yes.
I got one question for you back on the town budget. What did we do with... So, line 121... The select board assistant was at 15.6, and you put it down to 5,600.
No, 10,000.
What did the 10,000 go for?
The $10,000 goes to the administrative assistant. The other 5,600 goes down to legal fees with the $6,000 and additional to make up $14,000 in legal and professional fees.
Okay.
So we have reduced that 15.6 to 10,000.
Good.
And we have increased that 6,000 below to 14,000.
Got half of it right. Thank you.
Are we good?
We're all set.
Okay.
So do you want to chat a bit about the easement? Did you get an update on the easement for the repeater?
He is working on it. I thought that we were going to try and get he thinks that he's going to be able to get at least an easement with the ability to, that it won't be a permanent easement, but with a time frame as to an amount of time if we have to pull everything out of there. And he's still working on it, and we're good to go, and we're going to lose that license. My personal feeling is we'll just do the job and get the interviews done. It would be nice I'll speak with Kevin if I get a chance. He was talking to whoever bought Dodge's place for our access,
yeah.
And that's really where we need to be to get up in there.
Okay, so, but we had deferred till tonight to decide on whether to spend the money on the repeater. And
but John did not give us the bid.
Right, so I guess my question is, do we want to make a motion in some form not to exceed or whatever so we can start this?
So we actually got this in fiscal 2020 as well. We're going to get it again in 2021. We got it this year.
When you do your actuals, it'll show up over again.
Yeah. So
we can't do anything.
Not going to make it tonight. Yeah. I emailed about repeaters, but I have not heard back yet. So we can't do anything with that tonight. My feeling would be that Woodland have a meeting and money be
okay.
And hopefully don't have the biggest private.
Can we make sure that's on the agenda? Because we really got to get that going.
And also, there will be an executive session at 5 o'clock for legal parts.
At the end of the year.
Unless he's changed his mind, I would inquire again about that. And 5:30, an executive session with Jimmy to discuss Justin's review. So those both items are personnel issues.
It stays back here somewhere until you spend it.
Yeah, so I'll get Art to come at 5, and then Jimmy can come at 5:30, and then we will get that, both those things. And as Cindy reminded me, Jimmy's 6-month review is coming up here, and I assume it's an assumption on my part, but it doesn't appear as though we're going to kick him off after his probation. And so, but we do need to do that 6 months thing and get that done. But hopefully Karen will be here to discuss actions to do something about she's got this lien on a couple of buildings, and we have to sign some paperwork for that.
Okay. I gave you that thing with my invoice for the excavator work. Is that something that needs to be a board decision, or just put it in?
I was going to tell Ellen. I gave it to her.
Okay.
I was going to tell her to just put it on the account.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because
okay.
All right. But I was saying, I've been reporting. I haven't seen anything, but I've been reporting all my time.
Do I have a motion? Say it out loud. A motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Hallelujah.